another episode of the I Am Inside Track with your host, Dennis Becker.
You're sick and tired, and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's hard to wake up every day and get to work when you aren't feeling your best. In fact, it seems impossible most days. It's not that you're lazy and you do want to work, you absolutely do. You have big dreams and goals, and you'll stop at nothing to achieve those goals. You know that means working hard. Eventually, when you're feeling better, that is. For now, you're trying to run through quicksand. Your brain is foggy and your eyes are drooping. It doesn't matter what time of day it is, you're exhausted, you're barely surviving. The good news is that it doesn't have to be this way. There are steps you can take to feel good and invigorated again. It's important to pay attention to your health and wellness, for example. It's also a matter of getting excited about what you're doing and feeling alive again. What's your health like? Let's talk about what is perhaps the most obvious issue here. Are you getting enough sleep? Don't roll your eyes and dismiss this question as being silly or insignificant. Sometimes the simplest answer is the best and most important one. When do you go to sleep at night? Do you get a full 7 to 8 hours of sleep? If you don't, make that a priority. You'll feel better and you'll be a lot more productive. Sometimes there are chronic health issues that really make it difficult to be productive, whether it's something like chronic pain, depression, or another illness. There are certainly no easy answers to things like this. You can't just snap your fingers and feel better, but you can visit your doctor and see what can be done. You can make sure you're getting enough sleep at night. You can take care of yourself. Sometimes when you're working really hard, taking care of yourself falls by the wayside. You think you should be working, working, working nonstop. How else are you going to succeed? At least that's your train of thought. The fact is that you'll do better and be so much more productive if you do take the time to rest up. Take breaks, even short naps, especially if you're working from home. Go for a walk, eat right, exercise. It's advice we all hear all the time for a variety of problems, but we don't always pay attention to it. But if you want to be more productive in your business and earn more and truly succeed in business, it's exactly this advice that we need to pay attention to. Getting more done by working less. Let's continue on with that thought. Part of the reason you're so fatigued is likely because you're working so much. If you're in the early stages of your business, then you might be studying, reading, and experimenting. If you've been in business for a while and haven't yet found the success you want to find, then you might be spending most of your time day and night simply trying to stay afloat. That's exhausting. It's exhausting to always be on when it comes to your work. You and everyone else need a break. You need some time for some rest and relaxation. That's one of the main reasons why my wife and I purchased our beach condo. You need to get away from the office, clear your head, reconnect with nature, take part in your hobbies and things of that nature. You're not superhuman. As much as you wish you were, or as much as you think you must try to be, it's impossible. We aren't designed to work day to night, stuck in front of the computer. We need time away from work. You'll feel refreshed and revived if you give yourself that time off. You'll be so much more productive when you do return to your work. Things that used to take you hours upon hours now might take just a short time. Your body and mind are telling you something if you feel fatigued all the time. Fatigue is death to productivity, so now you have to work with your mind and body to figure out what you need to do to feel revived, refreshed, and powerful when it comes to working each day. Be clear about what you're doing. Another reason many people feel fatigued and drained while they work is because there's too much thinking going on. You're thinking, stewing over decisions, and trying this, that, and the other thing. It might sound strange that I'm telling you that thinking is making you too tired. On the other hand, I absolutely mean it. Thinking and overthinking drains you of productivity. You can't be high energy and highly productive if you're always worrying and wondering whether you're making the right moves. That's why it's so important to be well planned. Plan ahead for everything you do. Know what you're supposed to be working on in your business, what your goals are, how you're going to achieve those goals, and what you should wake up and do each day. Don't float from one project to the next, never finishing anything at all. Be clear about your path and your purpose. Finish what you start. You'll find that your newfound productivity is catching. The more you get done, the easier it will be for you to get even more stuff done. Instead of thinking of yourself as a tired, low-productivity person, you'll start thinking of yourself as a highly efficient and productive person. The proof will be in the pudding. It could also be the case that what you're working on currently isn't in alignment with your reason why and or your goals. Your subconscious might be pushing back against what you're doing without you realizing it. Sure, there are things you have to do that aren't the most enjoyable in the world, but if you realize it and acknowledge that it's only temporary, you might feel much better mentally during those periods and start being more productive again in order to get them out of the way. Take some time to fix this problem. I obviously can't diagnose your specific problem through this article. What I can do is recommend that you brainstorm and really meditate over your potential problems today. Why are you so tired? What is the thought of working on your business drain you of energy? It might be that you honestly need more rest and relaxation. It might be that you have some health problems to attend to and work with. For example, maybe it's your eyesight. The nonstop sessions staring at your computer monitor aren't healthy to your eyes and could cause eye strain, which you don't notice because you're used to it, but will make you chronically overtired. Know your limitations, but also know when you should push yourself. Most people will need to more clearly define their thoughts and goals. Figure out what you're working toward and do your thinking and planning ahead of time. It's easier to feel energetic when you aren't guessing and struggling each day. You'll be able to manage your time better when you have real, specific goals that you're working toward. You'll be able to manage your time better when you aren't so darn tired. Fix this problem and you'll be so much more productive and successful. A word of caution, you'll find yourself in slumps like this again, so rinse and repeat for as long as you need to. Bring your energy and productivity levels back up again. Signing off for now, this has been Dennis Becker.
Thanks for listening. For more, visit the IAMInsideTrack.com.